Perhaps some of you are wondering, as Director of Family Ministry, why I'm still here. It's a good question. I would wonder too. And I'm here because, as I said in our covenanting process, that family ministry is about us all. And I want you to think for a minute, when you hear those words, family ministry, what comes to mind? And as you hear those words and you think about the image in your mind, it's not uncommon if the very first thing you pictured was a traditional nuclear family, a mother, a father, 2.5 children, and a dog named Buddy. That is exactly what I learned in school, and it has stuck with me my whole life, especially as I realize that I do not fit the traditional nuclear family. And when you Google family and you go to images, the first 12 images portrayed a family just as the one I described. And it was really more than that. I just stopped counting because I had things to do. And according to directjournal.com, the nuclear family definition applies to less than 15% of the population. So religious education and faith development programs and faith communities have a tendency to use family as a noun, pushing us into a static programmatic approach to growth and learning. But what if we used family as a verb? Then the definition becomes dynamic and relational. Religious education, faith development, enrichment, learning, or growth, whatever name it is that you choose to call your personal search for truth and meaning, is in fact done in relationship with others. And when we were making the decision to rename our religious education program, I knew that family ministry is what we do. And it is how we do it. We want to do better at it, and it is indeed a verb. The foundations of Unitarian Universalist communities lie in the word community, because we do not do this work alone. And family ministry is truly for all of us, regardless of age, your stage in life, or how you personally define family. I was having a tough time because my position is a lifespan position, which means encouraging lifelong learning. And would the name family ministry limit who it is that I serve in your mind? In language, it's important to you use, and honestly, it would be impossible to find a word or a couple of words that would fit this all. And when I was struggling with that message of family ministry, I went and I consulted a wise person. And Reverend Virginia reminded me that the heart of family ministry is built on relationships, and that every person is in a relationship with another, and therefore it is for all of us. A reminder that we do not do this work alone. I and my get replaced with me and our. I'm sorry, not me, that's not right. We and our. Children and youth programs are our ministries, not mine, not yours, our ministry. And it's also true that family ministry does serve families, and it's true that if we are preparing the next generation of Unitarian Universalists, that it is indeed our job. Families with small children and youth, they can't do this work alone, and nor is it their job to do so. We have the potential to meet with our children and youth about 50 hours a year. And I don't think that we ever meet that goal because families have a lot of obligations, and honestly, they have options of how they use their Sunday morning time. And we ask parents to be a child's primary religious educator while also not acknowledging that most adult UUs come to us from another faith or none at all. And so we have to equip parents. We have to work in partnership, and we have to be intentional because they do have a special set of needs. Family ministry is not another program of this congregation. It is a partnership. And I want you to imagine what it would be like if families and the congregation synchronized, because the possibilities really are limitless. We are preparing and mobilizing the next generation. We can do this work here to empower the family. And how can you emphasize the work of the congregation? It's not business as usual, but instead all of us working on the same page for the sake of our children. I mentioned at a Sunday service on collaboration that about 10% of UU adults who have gone through programs remain Unitarian Universalists. And it was a stunning statistic and lots of conversation about it. But I do believe that if we are transparent and have an authentic approach that gives every family and every congregation hope for being more effective in their common mission, that we will all win. If we all are more effective in our common mission, we all win. And so let us go forward this year in relationship as we search for that truth and meaning, and as we live our values every single day, and not just on Sunday.